always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, the Gulf Breeze News publishes their paper every Thursday. Melanie Cormandy is the managing editor, and she's sitting in for Lisa Newell this morning. Hey, Melanie, welcome back.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, you sound bright. I'm excited about you. I was so excited. School start times, no change, right?
No change, yes. So in 2023, the Florida legislature passed a bill stating that no middle school in the state could set a start time earlier than 8 a.m., and no high school could start before 8:30 a.m. In July 2025, the legislator voted that schools could have start times that are not compliant, but they need to make a report to the Department of Education justifying the reason. So for reference, Gulf Breeze Middle School and Woodlawn Middle School here in the South, and they start at bright and early at 7:15 in the morning.
I just cannot fathom that. I know it's true, but I cannot. 7:15 for starting school. I mean, they might as well be in talk radio. It's crazy. All right, go on.
Yeah, so the school district, they did send out surveys to households that are affected by this to see what they're thinking. About half of the parents said that they would like to see the school time change to something a little later, and the other half were divided between, like, not changing or neutral. But ultimately, yes, the school district decided to keep it as it is due to financial reasons. A different bus tier system would involve hiring a couple hundred more employees. It'll cost several million dollars more. So they decided just to keep it as it is.
I was going
to
ask you. So that's I know in Escambia, it's largely a matter of elementary, middle, and high school being staggered so that you can make a bus run three routes and kind of not have to have a whole separate bus fleet for just that one kind of time. Is that the same issue in Santa Rosa? It's at managing the bus fleet with these different times. That's why they're staggered like that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They would have to purchase new buses and more bus drivers to change if they were to change the start time.
Yeah, and then, you know, balancing that cost versus the massive inconvenience that it is for people. I get it. City of Gulf Breeze does a comprehensive plan.
Yeah, so in September 2025, the city initiated this statutorily required process to update its comprehensive plan. And the plan looks forward towards the year 2050, and it shapes how the community grows and develops through 2050. And they're currently in their gathering public input and preparing draft policies. So right now, the city of Gulf Breeze has a survey available, so residents and business owners can hop on and fill out the survey and go to these workshops that they're having and have a voice as to how the city is going to grow over the next 25 years.
You know, one of the things that it's the kind of thing that you don't think about as a kid, and maybe as an adult you never thought about it, but you shouldn't throw hazardous waste in your garbage. You know, it's sort of once you know, but for a lot of people... You know, they'll throw anything in the recycling. They'll throw anything in the garbage. They don't think about it at all. But luckily, there is a hazardous waste pickup coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend at the South Santa Rosa Service Center. Bring your hazardous waste and old tires.
I not to belabor it, but, you know, people throw lithium-ion batteries in their trash, and then the trash truck picks it up, crushes it, it catches on fire, and, you know, or gasoline. I mean, there are all kinds of things like this that... I mean, if you think about it for a minute, you'd realize this is a bad idea, but, you know, you actually have to think about it. The great annual event, the Gumbo Cook-Off, is coming up Saturday too, right?
Yeah, it's coming up this Saturday at the Gulf Breeze Community Center, the Rotary Gumbo Cook-Off. They do it every year. I've gone the past few years, and it's a great event. The weather's going to be gorgeous. And they have, I think, about 20 cooking teams this year. So you're gonna taste it all.
At Shoreline Park. Do you know what's the ticket price? 30, 40?
The ticket price is $25 on the day of the event, or you can get advanced tickets for $15.
Very good. And then last thing, we have Santa Rosa County Spring Break. I think Escambia is also next week, but it's coming up next week, right? So be prepared for more kids and more people and more visitors and all the stuff, right?
Yep, that's it. Spring break next week.
All right. Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor at the Gulf Breeze News, joins us when Lisa's not available or when she says, hey, I want to do it.
That's exactly it.
Excellent. All right. Thanks so much for the time, Melanie. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you in the breeze.
You bet. 814 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I was just talking with Dave Greenwood the other day, and I thought this was interesting that, you know, a lot of times they're kind of short on lifeguards. They don't have as many as they would like to have, and, of course, they do tryouts and all that kind of stuff. This year they've got 80. They're really quite well-staffed. I think the number he told me was five full-timers and 75, you know, part-timers. And, of course, some of them will leave every year. But it's always this – I think staffing for lifeguards is always a challenge because you've got to find – you know, they've got to be capable. They've got to be old enough, but also, you know, not too old that they age out into doing other things. You've got to manage around schedules and hours and going back to school when we're still providing lifeguard, like somebody's in college and they go back to school. Like all of those factors, it's got to be the most challenging logistical thing to figure out how to staff the lifeguard towers. But it is good that this year we have so many. So that's fantastic. I mean, like after COVID, it was like 30. We had 30. So they've really done, and anyway, Dave and his team always do a great job of making sure that we've got enough. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3, PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 7 near Pine Forest. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Barkley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Daddy, I want to know.
Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
I'm holding on to find myself. Just one more wish.
Good morning, 8:19 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Iran warning that oil prices could hit more than $200 a barrel as the war with the U.S. and Israel continues. Oil prices up in early morning trading after the news yesterday of two oil tankers coming under suspected Iranian attack in the Strait of Hormuz.
God, it's almost as bad as when Biden was president. Remember when you would dream about the gas price getting to $3 a gallon?
Yeah.
I mean, in the height of when all the inflation was killing us, it was like the average price of a gallon of gas in June of 2022 was $4.90 a gallon across the U.S. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, but, you know, it is higher, but, you know, a little bit of perspective sometimes. Go on.
Absolutely. A former accountant for Jeffrey Epstein says he didn't know about his abuse of women until after his death. Richard Kahn handled Epstein's finances and other matters late in his life. He told a House committee yesterday that if he'd known, he would have quit his job immediately. And police in Southern California swarmed Disneyland yesterday after receiving calls of a mass shooting there. The Anaheim Police Department says the incident was a swatting hoax and there was no emergency. Video shows at least a dozen patrol cars responding. The park was not evacuated.
I feel like Anaheim SWAT should dress up as like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Or, you know, they should go in costume, I feel like, instead
that
of just...
That would be the least imposing SWAT team.
Well, because you never know if these things are... I'm not saying for real, but, you know, there is something a little bit out of place about, you know, the police responding en masse to the happiest place on Earth.
If you had the SWAT team dressed up as the Seven Dwarfs, I'm thinking the one I wouldn't want to cross would be Grumpy.
No, right. Grumpy. Yeah. Grumpy's the very difficult one, for sure. Was that it? Was that your third one?
Yeah, no, that was the third one.
Perfect.
That's
all right.
I don't think I can go on.
There's nowhere else to go after this, right? Oh, by the way, okay, do you know this? You know how the American runner won the LA Marathon the other day by the closest margin ever, by what, 0.01 second? There's a video running around, and I just don't know, and so forgive me, I'm kind of asking, but the first video of this I saw made it look like the American pushed the, I think, Kenyan guy on his way past, but that's not true. There must be some AI video or something that I had seen, because that's not what happened. He just... Ran right past him real close, you know?
Anymore, I assume every video I see is an AI-generated fake.
So much of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I like to think that, that doesn't look real. You know, some ship flipping over in some video. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know anymore. It's just hard to tell. Like, everything's fake until I'm with you, until I know for sure that it's real. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, so I have not been, I don't watch, I actually haven't watched the last Saturday Night Live. No, I'm almost over it. Like, I'm almost not even watching it. The update's not funny anymore. The opening's never funny. It's so one-sided. But to me, what I thought was amazing is they cut a sketch, not from last week's show, but I think from the show prior, the week prior. And you remember the whole issue about the guy who was the subject of the movie at the BAFTA Awards, where he was yelling profanities and he yelled the N-word at, you know, Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo and all of this stuff. And there was a back and forth, and people who don't know anything about Tourette's, like Jamie Foxx, had an opinion and they were wrong just because they don't know. Anyway, so and it's kind of become a little bit of a reference point on social media that, you know, people saying, oh, man, I hope nobody ever finds out that I don't actually have Tourette's. It's like, because they swear a lot. Okay. And I had a very good friend of mine who had Tourette's when I was growing up, but his was the physical tics, twitches and eye blinks and snapping his fingers. He wasn't a talking Tourette's one. But so there's all different variations of this. Well, SNL did a sketch about Tourette's. It did not air because they say time, but the fact that they put it up on their YouTube channel then got Tourette's advocates up in arms, as, you know, people do, got all upset. here's what the sketch sounded like. I'll tell you what I thought of it kind of a little after.
This week at the BAFTA Awards, the crowd was shocked as several offensive words were shouted from the crowd. But as host Alan Cumming pointed out, the hateful language was unintentional. It was involuntary verbal tics from a man suffering from Tourette's syndrome.
So then they brought on celebrities.
Hi, I'm Mel Gibson. And as I probably should have pointed out decades ago, I too suffer from Tourette's. Which explains a lot of the things I've said or yelled through the years. Am I proud of what I said? No. But I am very proud for you to know it was because of Tourette's. Fortunately, I'm not alone.
The premise being that people who have said outrageous things for which they got canceled or criticized or whatever are now just going to blame it on Tourette's.
Hi, I'm OG Real Housewife of New York, Jill Zarin. And you might have seen the video I posted this week where I said Bad Bunny did the worst halftime show in history. And why was it in Spanish? And where were all the white people? But what you didn't know is that I suffer from severe, long-winded, monologue-style Tourette's. A condition that affects 9 out of 10 people on Long Island.
I feel like severe, long-winded monologue-style Tourette's is just talk radio. it's just our industry.
Immediately after the BAFTAs, I talked to the doctors and the scientists and the lawyers.
Bill Cosby.
And they agreed that the parents could suffer from something called the drink Tourette's. So you say I try to order the Diet Coke. It's simple, right? Only sometimes it'll come out like I need the double whiskey with a bunch of GHB mixed in. And then
drink Tourette's.
I have a second condition called gender blindness. So instead of giving the drink to myself, I give it to like 60 different women. Anywho, that's how the Tourette's works with the hissing and the fizzing and the zibba-zabba-dee-daw.
You get, you know, the idea is that people are going to abuse this and claim Tourette's like they claim all these other things for accommodations.
We're not hiding in the shadows anymore. We are proud to admit we have Tourette's.
I have the Tourette's.
I have Tourette's.
I got like 50 different types of Tourette's.
It's Kanye West. Okay, so, funny, inappropriate, wrong. I'll tell you in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash and roadblock East Olive Road at Ridgefield Road. They're saying the turn lane is blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So advocates for Tourette's awareness have said that this is absolutely horrible. Emma McNally, the CEO of Tourette's Action, a charity that has a long relationship with John Davidson. That was the actor. That was the real-life character. Producer. Anyway, connected with the movie, I swear. That's the name of the movie, I swear. Mocking a disability is never acceptable. It would not be tolerated for any other condition, and it should not be tolerated by people with Tourette's. Tourette's is a complex neurological condition of which there is no cure. It is not a joke. It is not a personality trait. It is not a source of entertainment. It is a condition that can be extremely debilitating, causing pain, isolation, and huge amounts of discrimination. True and false. True and false. True, you want people to be informed. Clearly, not everybody is. Not everybody understands the condition or what various manifestations it might take. But no, false. Everything can be made fun of. I mean, you know, Eddie Murphy does this hilarious little joke about, you know, Stevie Wonder in Delirious. It's one of the funniest moments in the whole thing. How dare you make fun of a blind guy? It's funny. Well, how dare you make fun of people with disabilities? You know what? Mockery is the truest form of acceptance. Among my friends, we make fun of each other all the time. My wife and I, we make fun of each other all the time here in this studio. We make fun of each other. If I'm not making fun of you, I don't like you very much. That's why roasts are always such an affirming thing when they're done properly, right? Because it's you know them, you love them, and you're relentlessly going to make fun of their weak spots because I love you anyway. Mockery, no, I agree. Mockery can be bullying. Mockery can be horrible. That can be mean. That's true. But if somebody cannot be made fun of, that is a way of saying that they're not fully a member of your society. They're not fully incorporated. They're not fully accepted. It's only when you can make fun of people that they're able to be a part of the society. When there's these like protected things that you can't make fun of, That's like saying those people are too weak to endure it. Those people aren't really on a level of equality and inclusion. You know, it's actually marginalizing to protect people from being made fun of. Now, I know the motive is to not be mean to them and not make them feel awful, but I'm just, you can disagree with me if you like, but 437-1620, I am firmly of the opinion that the best way to show health, acceptance, inclusion, affirmation, and love is to make fun of people. My good, again, one of my best friends growing up had Tourette's, and he would have thought this was hilarious. I mean, he would have thought that's really funny. And that's the point. I don't know what every Tourette's sufferer has as a reaction to this. It might be Emma McNally, you know. Then again, I don't know if she has Tourette's. I don't know if she's just a CEO. I don't know if what her financial interests are in maintaining her organization. I'm sure some people share her point of view. But I'm sure there's a lot of other people like, no, man, you keep othering me, you know, use the vernacular of the day, to the terminology of wokeism. You other people by saying they're too weak or too vulnerable or too fragile to be made fun of. You include them by making fun of them savagely and then telling them, hey, it's okay, we love you anyway. Because it's a way of showing you understand them. And this, to me, this is the way you show people that you care about them. 437-1620. I'm sure. Feel free to disagree with me. No problem. Somebody says, I have the slap an idiot Tourette's. you and Will Smith. Somebody says, I am diabetic and I make fun of my condition. It helps me deal with it. Yes. Humor is healing. I mean, it can be hurting. Humor can be wounding. No doubt. But if your response to humor can be hurting is to say, make no humor, you're closing off the avenue of healing. You're closing off the opportunity to build camaraderie and relationship and rapport and inclusion with people. And again, you know, why do you see humor and dark humor be so common in difficult environments? Because it is a way of building inclusion.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says Iran is paying the price of 47 years of war against America. Back from talking to voters in Kentucky and Ohio.
Most people say it's already been won. It's just a question of when. When do we stop? We don't want to let it regrow. And ideally would like to see somebody in there that knows what they're doing. In other words, they can build a country.
And the president says it's natural oil will be coming down. As the International Energy Agency approved a massive release from global oil reserves, 400 million barrels, Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells Fox the U.S. reserve portion will be tapped next week to help lower prices. But Iran still has explosive vessels enough to set two oil tankers on fire off the coast of Iraq. The price of oil jumped again. The U.S. medical tech company Stryker hit by hackers in a suspected Iran-linked cyber attack, but says its products are safe to use today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies and 63 degrees. In Pensacola. We'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. The Milton Police Department currently has no rifles despite responding to active shooter incidents and armed barricaded subjects. Police Chief Jennifer Frank on Tuesday told the city council that is just not acceptable.
I've come before you to say that previously. Active shooter incidents, we've responded to armed barricaded subjects, high-risk felony apprehensions, and we are putting our officers in danger every single day that they respond without the proper equipment.
Milton Police Chief Jennifer Frank there. The council approved spending up to $5,000 in contraband forfeiture funds to purchase 4 or 5 rifles. A manufacturer is selling them to the city at direct cost. The department has a total of 21 officers. The woman killed Wednesday when her car hit the back of a Woodlawn Middle School bus on Highway 98 has been identified as 71-year-old Sandra Williams of Navarre. Family members identified Williams to WEAR News. First responders spent hours carefully removing her vehicle from underneath the bus near the Holly by the Sea neighborhood. All 21 students on board were uninjured. An investigation into the cause of that crash is currently underway. Senator Rick Scott says he's hopeful that Congress will finally allow states to go to permanent daylight savings time. He says the bill has the votes to pass if it can get to the floor.
I'm hopeful. You know, the thing that's going to help us is as states do what Florida did to say they want to go to daylight saving time when the federal law changes. So I think I'm going to keep pushing it. I do it every year. I know Ashley Moody's going to be a good partner on this. Jimmy Paternus says, but the hard thing is, I think if I could get a vote, it would pass. So far it's been able to be blocked.
Scott says as more states pass similar laws, it'll be harder and harder for Congress to block that measure. Four people are facing felony charges in connection with an organized diesel fuel theft operation in Santa Rosa County. Investigators say Elizier Perez, Sergio Mashin, Sofiel Farino, and Cediel Carazana used magnets and were able to manipulate fuel pump solenoids, which allowed diesel to be dispensed from semi-pumps with no payment. Surveillance footage, license plate records, and business records all linked the suspects to that scheme. All four face charges of organized fraud, retail fuel theft, and grand theft. Well, get ready to dig a little bit deeper at the pump.
Gas prices in Florida continue to surge. The statewide price for regular unleaded jumped to $3.63 per gallon. Panama City had the state's lowest price of $3.18. Pensacola came in second at $3.22, while Tallahassee had the third lowest gain to $3.24 a gallon. There's several apps available to help you find the cheapest gas. Gas Buddy, AAA, and Gas Guru. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Governor DeSantis unveiled a statue of founding father Alexander Hamilton yesterday in White Springs. That was part of a celebration of America's 250th anniversary. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Florida West EDA. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Scambia County's tax base. Taking a look at the big board here, we have a vehicle crash East Olive Road at Ridgefield. They're saying the turn lane is blocked. Also, a vehicle crash West Fairfield Drive at Mobile Highway. Partial roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing some breezy weather today with temperatures much cooler. Temperatures around 66 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 46 degrees. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 67 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 56 degrees. Heading into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 74. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
63, we've got cloudy skies right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. At 8:36, your money now. Good morning, I'm David Wayne. Taking a look at our opening market numbers as of right now. The Dow down just over 1.25% at 46,807.86. The S&P down just over 0.75%, 56.75 points at 67.20. And a quarter. The NASDAQ is down 0.75% right now at 22,537.5. That 10-year bond rate today is up at 4.25%. Gold prices down 270 at 51,76.40. Silver is up 145 at 86.98. Bitcoin is down 186.98 at 70,445 even. And, of course, watching that price of oil up 7.8% today, right now sitting at 94.10. We'll see where that ends up by the end of the day. The Dow, the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits is down slightly. The Labor Department reporting that it received 213,000 initial claims for the week ending March 7th, not far off from the median forecast, down about 1,000 from the week's prior revised total. The U.S. is planning to release 172 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright made the announcement Wednesday after the International Energy Agency announced it would release 400 million barrels from its own reserves. This comes as the oil supply is being disrupted due to the Iran conflict. Oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed to a trickle, causing the biggest disruption in history. The U.S. will begin releasing the barrels next week. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And Costco looking to the federal government for refunds now that the Supreme Court has ruled President Trump's global tariffs were illegal. A Costco customer suing the company to get refunds for customers who paid higher prices. Costco's CEO said last week the company was looking into ways to pass refunds on to customers. The lawsuit was filed yesterday. It argues it's not good enough and says the company needs to make a clear commitment. Apple Music is joining forces with TikTok. They're launching a product called Playful Song. Apple Music subscribers will have the option to hear the full song that they might discover while browsing TikTok without having to leave the app. Users can also save those songs to their Apple Music playlists. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, don't miss Kites on the Coast, presented by the Council on Aging at Casino Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy the kites, food trucks, and show-stopping demonstrations. See visitpensacola.com. Saturday, it's the 11th annual Beach Run for America's Warriors at the Floribama. 100% of the proceeds benefit Special Ops Warrior Foundation. See floribama.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news. Right now. Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, you ready to vent? This is going to be fun. People get really excited about the pet peeve type topics for the frivolous topic. So here goes. Coworker pet peeves. Things other people in the workplace do that annoy, irritate, bother, upset, distress, I don't know, trigger you, however old you are might determine which form of the expression you prefer to have. But things that people do in the workplace that are annoying and obnoxious. Classic formulation of this, of course, from Office Space.
Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
I mean, workplaces are, you know, shared living spaces. Living with other people is friction, right? You know, so there's going to be friction. Being married is friction. Having kids is friction. Living in a dorm is friction. Going to work is friction. Guess what? People cause friction. And sometimes they know they do. Sometimes they know and don't care. Sometimes they don't know. You know, there's all kinds of varieties of this. 437-1620. What is your coworker pet peeve, particularly if it's something you think that the person who does it would not have any idea that this is annoying? Those are the helpful ones, maybe, because people realize, oh, I do that, you know, and then they might stop, right? So, PJ?
It seems a little dangerous for me.
A little too what?
A little dangerous for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
We work with our coworkers. They could be listening.
It could be. Hey, pick one that's about me. It's fine if it's me.
Messy desktops.
Okay. All right. So other people having a messy desk bothers you.
Yes. But we share space in here.
Okay. Oh, in here, sure, in the studio. Yeah. Right. Okay. So leaving it messy. Messy. Yes. Okay. Like changing settings, adjusting things, not leaving it as standard, messing with the computer desktop on a shared computer, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay. So, but like just to be clear, somebody in a cubicle, let's say, that you are not in, if they have a messy desk, does that bother you?
In a cubicle? No.
That you don't have to use?
No.
Okay. Good. Because that's what it sounded like at first, is like, these people and their messy desks, and I got to walk past them. And I don't want to see all that in my peripheral vision, you know, but that's not the issue. Okay, very good. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, let's go to the text here. Somebody says, whistling. Oh, interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 exclamation marks on this one. So whistling is, do not, you're going to do a PJ? Go ahead.
I probably can't. There you go.
So don't whistle while you work. Right? That's the anti-Snow White, right? Isn't Snow White or Mary Poppins? Snow White, right?
Snow White.
Thank you. Sometimes they're very similar in a lot of ways. Let's see. Somebody says, showing me a dumb video that they think is funny, and they keep holding the phone in my face. Well, yeah, not everybody shares your sense of enthusiasm for that particular slice of comedy. It's like everything else. You got to know what people like, and communication of any sort is a matter of serving them. Let's see. Breathing? Breathe? What does that mean? Oh. Darth Vader coworker. People who are loud breathers or mouth breathers, is that? I mean, that's okay. You're saying it. I mean, 437-1620. Two pet peeves here. Stealing your lunch. Oh, yeah. No, that's rough. And the other one is interrupting your work. Yeah. Yeah, I certainly get that one. There are strategies you can take to sort of defuse that one. The worst, though, is people who interrupt you and then don't know how to leave and keep talking. And especially if they've come into your office. You notice I don't have an office here. That's not the reason why. But, you know, like, you want to be nice, but there are limits, and you want to be productive, and you know, being nice to coworkers is a good way of being productive. It's one of the best ways to be disliked, is to not be friendly to people for obvious reasons. Not saying hi to them, you know, and just not acknowledging their existence is not a good thing. Let's see. Somebody here says 437-1620. Oh, let's take a quick break for traffic. PJ, you got traffic for us?
Sure, I can.
By the way, you've been doing great today. You always do such a good job filling in.
There's a vehicle crash with a roadblock, West Fairfield Drive at Mobile Highway. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash East Olive Road at Ridgefield Road. Turn lanes blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're considering the next vehicle, or maybe you've been putting off considering it. You know, like when I say this, there's a part of you that's like, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. Because you know it's time to get a new car. You know it's time. You've been putting too much money into the old one, but you've been putting it off. Why? Because nobody wants to go deal with the car people. I mean, generally speaking, I hate to say it, but car people suck. You know, you'd think for people that are in the industry trying to make friends and sell you things that they'd be better, but they're not, and unfortunately. But Frontier, I'm just telling you, my experience is great. Other people's experience is great. They do it different because they're not trying to just get it. I could actually explain this in logic terms. It's the classic single versus multiple iteration problem. If you only have to interact with somebody one time, then you can get away with stuff because you're only going to see them one time. If you have to interact with people multiple times, you have to think long game and you have to behave differently. Well, a lot of, like, used car places, they're going to see you one time and they don't care. You know, they're just trying to, I mean, get what they can. But Frontier has the mindset of, I want to see you today. I want to see you again in a couple years and again in a couple years. And for the next 40 years, you're going to buy, you know, 4-10 cars from me, whatever the case may be. I want to see you a bunch. So we're going to treat you well this time and next time, and you come back again and again. And the mindset is completely different. That's why it feels so different when you go there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the question of the day, which is office coworker pet peeves, things that your coworkers do that drive you nuts, especially if it's things that they don't even realize they do. Somebody texts in here. Food choices, especially smelly ones. Yeah, because you're inflicting your stuff on everybody else, right? And it's one thing if it's food that almost everybody likes, but there is no food that everybody likes, right? There's food that most people like, and then some people like, and then there's kimchi. and then there's, you know, ethnic food a lot of times is really smelly. But, you know, somebody's a vegetarian, maybe they don't want to, you know, smell your charred meat flesh. I mean, the rest of us really do, but maybe they do not. So all true. And by the way, I will add aromas generally as a category, you know, body odor, horrid breath, smokers, marijuana users, you know, just there's a lot of odor related things. I mean, perfume, you know, too strong a perfume can be a thing that bothers people. And people who don't know that they're offending, they don't think about it, but that's the point, right? Let's see. Somebody says, colleagues heating fish or broccoli in the microwave in the teacher's lounge. Oh, yeah, no, that's right. You cannot escape. Finishing the coffee without making another pot is a terminating offense. Ah, I like that.
You're fired.
You'll not be back. People who drag their feet when they walk. Oh, some of these are so petty. I love it. That's fantastic. People who drag their feet when they walk. I bet. So I'm a stair runner or a stair jogger. I run up the stairs and I usually come down the stairs pretty quickly. I ain't got time to waste. But going down the stairs, I know it sounds like a herd of elephants coming down. And I'm sure for some people, that Andrew, you know, I mean, I'm sure I have all kinds of things that irritate people. He talks too fast. How dare he? Noisy eaters, people who eat at their desk, people who reply all on texts or emails. Oh, hallelujah, yes. It's reply all is the devil's button. There's no way around it. You should be very judicious in your use of the reply button on emails. And, yes, group texts from which you cannot extricate yourself is a special form of workplace torture. I don't need to know about that again. And again. Turning the air conditioner way down because they're hot, which means everybody else is freezing. Fair. Yeah, manipulating the temperature in the environment. Sucking up to the boss. Oh, interesting. All right, 437-1620. Taking personal calls on speaker. This is the reverse of this, but this is one I'm definitely guilty of. You may have noticed I speak loudly. It's good in my industry, but we have a shared workplace here, and we have the salespeople have their kind of cubicles all surrounding what's called the cantina, which is the old, it's a restaurant. It's in the Darrell Steakhouse building, and it's our cantina, which is where we have, you know, food and refrigerator and sink and stuff like that. Well, people kind of congregate there, and then they talk, and especially if it's me, you know, I talk at a volume that is not Milton level, not Milton the character, not the city, and it's very much Milton the city level, and it's disturbing to other people, and I have to be reminded, Andrew, not everybody needs to hear that story. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. But, yeah, personal calls or any calls on speaker a lot of times in a work environment. It's that noises and smells. You know, noises and smells. Chewing gum bothers people. Using the group chat for an extended conversation with just one person out of 10. Can I get an amen? Asks how you're doing, and then when you answer, they interrupt and talk for 30 minutes about their stuff. Well, that's just people who are not good at, you know, peopling. Let's see, bothering me on my lunch break with work stuff. Again, just don't heat up stinky food in the microwave. That's all. How about burning the popcorn? Can you feel it in your nose as I say it? Yeah. Reheating fish in the microwave. A lot of smell-related ones. Chewing gum and popping bubbles. People having loud conversations right outside my door and laughing loudly. And that's definitely me. In fact, every once in a while I get texts from people who are like, Andrew, you should stop laughing so much. It's not going to happen. They tried to talk me out of it in the first couple of months I worked here, and, you know, so be it. Here we go. 12 years in. I think we're doing all right. Loud vehicles. Loud vehicles at work? I'm not sure I understand that one.
Or past your house.
Okay.
You know, the truck with the...
Yeah, but coworkers. This is coworkers. This is like a workplace environment. So
okay.
Loud crunching even with a closed mouth or smacking their lips when they're eating. People who try to learn my job that haven't ever learned how to do their own. Wow. Or people who don't do their job. You know, using up anything and not refilling it, whether it's the printer paper or, you know, like the cartridge toner. It's not so important for me. Not notifying, you know, the toilet paper, napkins in the, or, you know, hand towels, soap, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a group effort, right, people? You know what we haven't mentioned, the context of smells. There are certain environments in a workplace that might be more smelly than the ordinary, and some people are more prone to making them really bad smelling. A little bit rude, brother. A little bit rude. This is a shared space, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. People who complain about my broccoli. So the complaints about the broccoli and the fish, and somebody else says, people who complain about my broccoli or fish for lunch. Chewing Bubbles of Balloon Town. What is that? Really slow stories. So I need to get my work done. And people who talk too much. There you go. Anyway, so those are the ones for the day. 437-1620. So just, you know, be a little considerate. Think about your coworkers. Try not to be that person that people complain about behind your back. I know it's hard, but there you go.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risk. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air today, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Could I have a hug?
No.
Oh, that's actually an interesting note. That's, Dr. Evil talking to his son about getting a hug. People who don't understand that other people may not want the things you want in general is a problem, right? Because I'm a hugger. Not everybody's a hugger. And you got to know when people are not huggers in the workplace or anywhere else in life. PJ's got traffic on the fives for us. PJ? Oh, your mic's not on.
I thought I hit that.
People who don't turn their mic on when they're supposed to be on the radio. Super annoying. God. He can't continue now. Love it. I made PJ snort. I've rendered him non-functioning. He can't continue. Oh, I count that as such a win. Hey, Meg, good to see you. Oh, people who make fun of me. Oh, I hate it. I love it. That's so rewarding, honestly. All right, 437-1620. So we were talking about this last hour with Brittany Sturgeon, the assistant PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. The WAR has been focusing on this story out of Broward County where a judge ruled that the red light runner law is a violation of your constitutional right to challenge your accuser and for identifying you and switching the burden of proof for a violation. Now, it is a civil infraction, not a criminal, but basically the argument goes like this. In any court of law, the burden is on the prosecution. Like, okay, so they say you broke a law and you show up to court and they don't make a case. Like, they don't present any evidence. You can be silent and you're exonerated instantly, automatically exonerated, because it is not up to you to defend yourself. It is up to them to convict you. And so the argument against the red light cameras is the identification of the person driving the car. as an attorney explained about it for that Channel 3 had in their story. The agencies that issue the tickets, it's their burden to prove all the elements of the crime beyond and to the extent of each and every reasonable doubt. And the first element, which should be who's driving the car. The statute in Florida presumes that the registered owner is the driver of the car, which, of course, is a terrible presumption. Even if it's true 80% of the time, 80% is not enough to overcome the burden of proof or to satisfy the burden of proof. And so the argument in the red light camera cases is this. We're going to issue you a ticket based on the license plate. That's going to go to the owner of the car. What if the person driving the car is not the owner? It is now, why is the owner subject to, you know, this citation just because they own the car? Any more than if, you know, somebody borrows your car and goes speeding at 80 miles an hour, who gets the ticket? Well, not the owner, right? The driver gets the ticket. And so if you're ticketing the owner of the car, there's kind of a misidentification problem. Now, you might have been the driver, but what he's saying is that because the burden is now on you to prove that you were not the driver to get out of the ticket, or in the citation, it's really more technical because it's not points on your license, but to get out of the citation, that's a violation of the basic rules of, you know, innocence and burden of proof and so forth. It's an interesting argument. Of course, the Florida law is written to allow that, as Surgeon explained, that, you know, we are complying with the Florida law. The question, this also, they've raised the issue in the past about, you know, the right to challenge your accuser and whether that's allowed either, because obviously you cannot directly confront the person at the time because there's no person at the time. It's subsequently. So we'll see how this plays
local
out.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.